Hey guys, it's your girl Kamar A. Unique, and welcome to the More Than Just Makeup podcast and YouTube channel. So I am so excited to have something to talk about, and it's such a blessing. And I'm gonna tell you guys that this particular podcast was not easy to birth out. It was something that I got chin checked on. It was something that even some friends called me and was like, hey, when are you going to do another YouTube video? What's going on? What's going on? And I was like, ugh, you know, and I realized that I had to be honest with myself that I have been running from the call. I listened to Sarah Jakes today, and I know it was the Lord who had me fall upon this particular sermon of hers. And in the sermon, she spoke about Ruth and Naomi and walking into the unknown and being okay with the unknown and trusting God when you don't know what you're about to walk into. And I wrote out a whole note that I'm gonna send out as a email blast this Monday. And I thought, you know what, let me put it on video too, because it was just so powerful what God allowed me to share in the email blast. And so the name of the email blast was called Check the Fruit, more like Check Your Fruit. The fruits of the Holy Spirit is something that's dear to me, that it's something that I constantly try to check even for myself, and for how I'm handling my business. And I can be honest with you that there is times where the fruit is not fruiting and there is not right. And that's just me being an honest woman of God and being honest about the fact that this walk is not easy, right? The walk is not easy doing it alone. The walk is not easy. Oh, first of all, wait, let me big up myself for a second, y'all. If you're on the podcast, you won't be able to see, but if you're on the YouTube channel, you can see. I am wearing my new mascara that's dropping soon, and I have on my new velvet lip liner. It's a red lip liner, and it matches perfectly with like a Ruby Woo lipstick, and that's coming out soon too. So just a little shameless plug real quick for Kamar A. Unique Beauty, because you know we are expanding, and I am so honored and so grateful that God is using this brand to finally do some work, and I am so grateful. But back to you know what I got from taking this time to sit with the Lord, and so the Lord led me to go into my binders. And so I have these big binders full of notes and full of like study and scripture that I did during my season here in LA. And for most of you that don't know the story about me moving to LA, I basically was told by God to move from New York to Los Angeles. And when I did, I said to the Lord, okay, well, I need a moving truck from New York to California. And I went for a walk and bumped into a moving truck that said New York California Express. A month later, I was here, and then all hell broke loose. Okay. All hell broke loose. All hell broke loose in a way that, you know, I questioned a lot. I questioned my faith. I questioned if I heard God right. I questioned if I was even supposed to do the move, if I did the right time or anything, even though it was plain and simple that I was here at the right time and the right place, to be exact, and the favor was there and God showed me so much. It was very, very, very difficult. But let's just go into one of the things that I learned during my transition. And in the last 2.5 years, I have been experiencing the biggest transition of my life. Like, moving across the country is huge. It's not something that is easy to do, especially when you're alone, when you're not married and you have no children, or you are working for yourself. This is all the things that I have going on in my life. I'm not married yet. I have no mouths to feed, and my career was booming in New York. And then I had to come in the middle of a pandemic when everything was shut down and figure out how to kind of rebuild something that I thought I had built in the last 12 years that I thought was popping. And I can't lie that it did get back to a normal pace for me. Things did get to a place where I was like, wow, Lord, like I wasn't believing enough in myself or in you, honestly, of what can be done and how you can move. And, you know, it's like I was basically running from, I spoke earlier about the fact that I ran from the call a lot during the transition because the attacks became so hard for me to handle because I never experienced this in my life. This is the first time that I actually put both feet in with God and didn't know what I was signing up for when I asked God to clean out my closet. And so for the last 2.5 years, I was asking myself, am I worthy of even writing to your children? Am I worthy of even speaking to your children, God? Like for the past 2 years, I'm asking myself, like, is this something that you're really calling me to do, God? Because it feels like you can't be calling someone like me to be doing this. Why? Because I was a liar. I had multiple abortions. I was, had sex partners and had sex before marriage. And I put on this fake persona in the name of following the culture. And, you know, and then put in both feet ministering to others in the name of God and didn't even know how to minister to myself. Like the flow of giving to others came so easy to me. But when it came to pouring back into myself, I kind of forgot. I didn't really know how to do that. It wasn't something that I was actually taught, you know. And we hear about David in the Bible, and we hear that, you know, he had to encourage himself. And I had to literally learn how to encourage myself. And I'm still learning this to this day. So even with me still learning learning to this day where I'm at, I felt like maybe I'm not ready to do it because I'm still learning these things. But sometimes God tells you, like, you're actually learning these things and equipping yourself with these things so that you can tell another person too, so that they too don't have to go into a longer experience like how you are. Like, they can move a little bit faster to their point. Because, you know, when I look at the kingdom, I don't look at us as a competition. I look at the kingdom as a body, as we're one, right? We're one body, and we're all here to bring God's name into the earth, to bring heaven onto this earth. And so, telling myself these things and reminding myself of why, you know, God would allow these things that, you know, to go this way and maybe allow it to be this uncomfortable process. It took a lot. It took a lot for me to really just trust and do this video. And so, you know, I thank you to Sarah Jake, shout out to her, because literally it broke something off of me, because sis is anointed. And and I said, you know what, I'm going to write this out and then I'm going to put some makeup on and I'm going to film this video, you know? And so in my up and coming book that I have coming out called Love Letters to My Daughters, it's a book about love letters that God wrote to me during my process and during this time that I went through. And I'll tell you about that story later, about the different things I went through people of God too, especially two different publishers that did me very dirty, which is why the book has been delayed, but is not denied in Jesus' name. Okay. Amen. Amen. And I remember one time going on a walk with the Lord, and I put my headphones on. I start playing some music in my ears, some worship music. I think I was playing my Spotify playlist, God All Day. If you follow it, good, have a good time, because I'm adding more music. And if you don't, please go follow it. It's just put my name in, Kamara Unico, put God All Day in, and you'll see the playlist in there. And so with that being said, I was walking around, like, where I lived in NoHo was this like trail. They had this trail going around. And at that time, I didn't know how to drive, didn't have a car, and basically just needed to find something that was quick to get to. And it was like this beautiful park that I lived by. And the park had a really nice pomegranate tree. And so I'll walk around the park, walk around the trail in the valley. It was hot. Oh yeah, North Hollywood was also called the valley. didn't know that when I moved here. But you know, I go and I'm walking around, and as I'm walking, it's like a crowd around me. And then all of a sudden, it's like the crowd kind of like starts to just clear out, and it's just me by myself. And this man in a white beard, with a white beard, with a khaki bucket hat on, white button-down shirt, cream pants, walks straight in front of me, stops and looks at me and says, Miss. And I go with my headphones in, just really annoyed. And I'm like, yeah, hey, how you doing? And he's like, check the fruit. And I'm like, yeah, the fruit. Because he's right in front of the pomegranate tree at this time. We're like, right in front of it. And he's like, check the fruit. And I'm like, yeah, I see the fruit. And isn't it great? Yeah, okay. And I keep walking. And all of a sudden, I hear the audible voice of God say to me, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And I go, oh my God. And I turn around and I look, you know, look for the guy. And I say, sir, I see the fruit. I see the fruit. And he's like, yeah, the fruit. Check the fruit. And so at the time, I didn't really understand what that meant. I also realized that I came face to face with an angel, because when I turned back around, that man was gone. Okay, he was gone. And it was the wildest experience I've ever had. But I can't lie that I was so consecrated at that time. So my spirit was so open that anything could have possibly happened to me at that time. Because at that time I was like fasting 40 days, 40 nights, every day, every all day. You know, because I needed answers. I needed to understand why God moved me to LA in the middle of a pandemic and why things was happening to me the way that it was. And it was just also one of those times too, where everything was in question. And so when he said, check the fruit, a girlfriend and I was just literally talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And so it was like, oh my God, like it's not by accident or by coincidence that we were just talking about this, and this man is telling me check the fruit, but I still didn't process what was happening. And so this week I want to share about the character that is built when we make Christ our foundation and we follow the simple pleasures of being led by the Holy Spirit and studying his fruit. You know, during my transition, you know, I had to ask myself, even during this transition, I don't think I even asked myself this, but now after, as I stepped out of the, like I'm still in the transition of what's going on and God's change in my life. But as I've matured more in Christ, I have to ask myself, like when I look back at how I moved then and how I'm gonna move now, considering that I'm still in this process and still learning what God is doing and learning myself in him, I had to ask myself during the transition, was I patient? And when patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So was I patient with God? Or was I wanting things my way during my timing? And I look back at it and I'm like, no, I actually did want things my way. I felt that because of the fact that I said yes to God and I was obedient to the transition and obedient to saying yes to the move, that I was going to hop off this plane and there was going to be a red carpet laid out for me. And I'll be honest, when I hopped off the plane, the first thing I did was leave my 5-year-old orchid at the airport and couldn't get it back because I didn't have a car. And my friend that dropped me today picked me up from the airport was like, girl, bye, I'm not going to pick you up from the airport and take you back. So figure it out. Say good night to your orchid. It's dead. And so, you know, and that hurt my feelings because that was the only little bit of home that I had. And so, you know, was I patient with that, with the timing of what God was doing? I wanted to rush the process. I was anxious to know what was going to come out from this situation. What was God about to do? And you know, the word says, be anxious for nothing, but pray about everything, you know? And I was learning. I didn't know. I didn't understand that patience was long suffering. You know, I didn't understand that, you know, it could take much longer than what I expected. Maybe God sent me here for a reason. You know, of course, we found out later on that God did send me to LA for a pruning process. He sent me here to isolate me so that I can actually really die to myself and become and fully blossom into the woman He's called me to be. And I can't lie that there was times when I was mad at the Lord. Like, I was like, bruh, how you gonna just do all of that? It's a bit much, sir. It's a bit much, you know? But I can't lie that I made it through. And I had to post that the other day. Like, I shared it on my social. Like, yo, I did that. And not taking away the glory from God. Because let me be very, very clear to you. I will never take the glory from my Father. Because He did that. Like, He literally set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He went before me and made my crooked path straight, because the enemy did try to kill me a couple times, y'all. But God kept me in His hand. He kept His hand on my life. And I have to say to myself, girl, you did that, because instead of running and going back home to New York, I stayed and I said, okay, God, if you said that I had to be here, if you called me to be here and you made it so clear that you were calling me to be here, then I'm going to stay the course and I'm going to trust you. And I'm so grateful that I did, because I don't think that this much of maturity would have happened. I think I probably would have regretted going back home and living at my grandmother's home. And it probably would have put me in a place of sadness. And so many doors open for me here in LA. That was like, I was just like, I can't even imagine what it would have been like if I would have went back. I would have probably been stuck in a place, you know? And then there were times when I even started to blame myself. And sometimes I still do that. Sometimes I still blame myself for things not happening the way that I imagined it happening. And then I realize that I haven't fully surrendered. I haven't fully surrendered my life and my will and my wants and my needs and my thoughts to God. And I gotta be honest with y'all, that it is very difficult when you see that you have people that's every day going live and giving a prophetic word and being in the Lord's face, and they got, you know, all this insight and revelation. And it's like, it's so overwhelming that it becomes this, you start to like beat yourself up if you feel like you're not doing, you're not at the place where they are, or you know you're called to preach the gospel, and you know you're called to certain things, or even you know you're called to be a celebrity makeup artist or a celebrity hairstylist, and you just like, it's just not happening. God, you said that this is what I'm called to do, but this is what's my process. This is what's happening in front of me. Even with me, you know, and running from the process, I didn't feel like I was called to coach and to pour into others, and not realizing the Lord was gonna use me to become a teacher and be paid money to teach others. Even though I don't post it and share it too much, I was paid, you know, really good money to coach and to teach others how to be a makeup artist, how to build a successful career as an artist. And they're doing pretty okay. You know, like, these people that I poured into, and most of them were not people of God. Most of them were just people that just knew that they just really wanted to do it. And I didn't have to make it a whole, like, like a God thing, you know. I just made it a person thing. Like, I just made it a love thing rather than than having to pour in. And I'm like, I really want to start pouring into others that do want to do this for God. And God, just give me the way, show me the way of how to do it. And He's like, girl, just do it. just go. And I have to be here to say to, you know, to my sisters and my brothers, whoever's listening, that if you're starting to blame yourself for where you are in your process, I gotta be the first one to tell you that you did nothing wrong, that you're right where you're supposed to be. And maybe if you did share it to the wrong person at the wrong time, and maybe if their hearts did pray against it, that God is still gonna fulfill it at his time and when he wants to fulfill the thing that he's called for you to do. And maybe if you do have a couple of open doors, but you did repent and renounce it, God is still going to do what he said he's going to do in your life. And this is where we go into the next fruit is kindness, being kind to ourselves, because we can put ourselves in a mental health crisis when we start to play and put a whole lot of different, plan a whole lot of different, type of events in our mind. And it's like when we think about Jesus being tempted, he was also kind to himself in the wilderness. And fasting, he didn't even question what he was doing or what God was doing. He just kept going. And so when we think about Christ keeping, you know, staying focused and keeping it going and just trusting God, even though it probably hurt his body that his flesh was just dying like that in the wilderness season, he knew that he had to stay the course. And he knew that he knew his word. So when the enemy did come at him, he was like, bruh, back up though. You know, and being kind to ourselves during our transition is like, we need to fall in love with ourselves, fall in love with the things that we like, fall in love with falling in love with God more, so that we can be more content with our lives, more content with what God is calling us to do. And you may even find yourself falling in love with your life more. I would look at my life sometimes, and I know there's many people like that look at my life and they think, wow, look at what she's doing. I want that, or I desire that. And half the time they don't know that I have to pull myself out of bed some days and say, get up, go to Pilates, get up. Even if you just drink a cup of water today and go to Pilates, you did something. Or even if you just got up and went to a hike, you did something. And I had to realize that, you know, the sadness that I felt with being isolated was becoming so much bigger in my mind to me, instead of me taking this time of isolation to actually like read a book, to actually like study my Bible more, to actually like worship God more, to actually like just, instead of sitting on Instagram and scrolling and watching everybody get engaged and get married and start to hate my life because ain't nothing going on but the rent when it comes to that part of it yet. You know, it's like, what can I do to occupy myself with God's goodness and his glory so that I don't sit here and feel bad about where I am in this place and at that time? And that's showing myself more kindness. You know, also, are you displaying God's love, which is the next fruit of the Holy Spirit? We live in a world where it's all about me, 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 me. But have you stopped to look around and see how you can be a service to someone other than yourself? You know, we're in this whole like self-care, self, everything. But the only kind of like self that I want to display at this moment is just self-control, which is the next one. But I'm gonna stay in God's love at this moment. My process, I shared with you guys earlier that I started teaching at this makeup school here in LA. And I can't lie to you that it felt so amazing. Like it ignited a fire in me every time I went. And when I tell you, it was not paying that much, the working at the school, but I did some side stuff with other people where it paid better. But working at the school literally just ignited this flame in me that I was like, I love teaching others. Like I love showing others how to fall in love with makeup, and I want to continue doing that. And it just made me feel good. It made me feel like, and even though I wasn't preaching the gospel to these young ladies, and even though they did know who I was in God though, because I'm never going to hide that because I'm bold about myself. But it was just one of those things where I did not have to perform for them to love me, And then I show them that they didn't have to perform for me to love them. And I miss those girls because they were so good. And they still hit me up to this day to tell me how good they're doing and how much they miss me. And I just really am so grateful for that experience, because me going out and pouring the love that God has given me for beauty into others then had me getting that love back in return. And I'm sure that they probably didn't know this at the time, but I really needed the love that they gave me at the time. And so another one I want to go to is, of course, self-control. Are you displaying self-control? I know that when I get in stress mode, I eat. I am like, I feel like that game that's just eating. It's just eat it. And I want all types of food to eat. And I had to really tell myself, you have to eat better. When I was in New York, I was eating amazing. Like, I would get up every morning and I would juice and I would make a smoothie and I would go to the gym and go for a walk. And, you know, I would, I was always practicing a healthier lifestyle. Here in LA, it's such a like chill experience that I have to literally tell myself, like, you gotta get up, sis. Like, you need to go and get some work done. You need to go and go for a hike. Okay, you may not feel like you feel like doing anything right now, but then sometimes you go for a hike and you're like, you need to rest right after this hike because you're tired, you know? But I had to really tell myself, like, get up. Get up and move your body, you know? And getting and feeling stressed the way that I did with the move, it made me gain 30 pounds. Like, I literally I was hitting 200, almost 200 pounds. Like, I was legit gaining a lot of weight over the stress. And so I had to drop the weight. God was like, drop the weight. And dropping the weight meant mentally, emotionally, and physically, and psychologically, and all of that had to go. And you know, and so we have to start like going back into drinking your water. Let me drink some water right now because I'm a little thirsty, you know? Oh, that's good. Drink your water. Drinking a gallon of water a day. Maybe going to Pilates. Listen, y'all, Pilates changed my life. Pilates has changed my life. I love Pilates. I love Pilates so much that I'm like, how could I open up a Pilates studio? It's that good. Pilates is bomb, y'all. But, you know, going to Pilates or go to the gym, go for a run, go for a walk. Do something that just moves your body so that you can fall more in love with the vessel that God has allowed you to use. The next one is, are you taking back your joy or are you allowing the devil to believe that he's won? Because let me tell you, I've allowed the devil to believe that he's won a few times. I did. I have. I can't lie to you. I have. Man, listen, I have. And, you know, and I share all this to say, like, I'm not perfect. So even though I may be out here, you know, and God is allowing me to minister and share this on this podcast or in this YouTube channel, I'm still trying to take back my joy. I even said to a girlfriend the other day on the phone, I said, I have to be so protective of the little bit of joy that I have. And that little bit of joy that no one knows about that I don't share, I'm very protective of it. I'm like a lion with the longest claws ready to attack anything that tries to attack it. And that's just me. That's just my thing. So it's like being protective. I want to be protective of that little bit of joy that I have. And being protective of that is getting up and dancing, turning on the Spotify playlist and dancing and knowing that God has done it and he will do it again and again and again. Or it's taking some time to find the things that brings me joy. Like, I will look up what's happening in the community. So like the other day, there was this amazing event at the Botanical Gardens called Music and Flowers, and it was so dope. I drove out to the Botanical Gardens and it was pouring rain, but I enjoyed myself. And they hired the Botanical Garden, it's the South Coast Botanical Gardens. They hired different florists, in black florists in the Los Angeles County, to build these amazing sculptures of flowers, and it was just such a beautiful experience. And I walked around the whole garden by myself, and I just left there feeling so pleased and so happy that I took that time to experience something new. Another thing that I like to do is I like to, you know, check out different hiking trails. And if you're in New York or in some place that doesn't have hiking, maybe there's a park that you may want to go to and go for a walk. I know winter is coming up, so then I look for things like, what are great things to do in the winter? In LA, it's sunny all day. I mean, we had some rain all weekend. It was been straight trash, but you know. But what are the things that you can do to bring some joy into your life, to allow yourself to do something out of the ordinary? Maybe it's like taking $20 and buying a ticket to the movies and sneaking in some snacks so you don't have to spend so much, and going to see a fun movie, going to see something that you might want to see, a matinee of something. Or, you know, going to the mall and going for a walk around the mall and saying to myself, I'm not going to spend no money, but I'm just going to go for a walk around the mall. Whatever it is that you can find to do, I always like to Google like fun things to do in the place that I'm at. So if I'm in DC, fun things to do in DC this weekend, fun things to do in LA this weekend, fun things to do in North Carolina this weekend, fun things to do in New York this weekend, fun things to do in Georgia this weekend, fun things to do in Florida this weekend. Like, Google those things and you will be surprised with what comes up. Another thing is, are you displaying God's goodness? Come on now. Now this one is hard, because there are times when I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, sis, I don't see him right now. And that is just the honest truth. I was not seeing the goodness of the Lord. Okay. I was looking like what I've been through. All right. But sometimes you just want to like put a little gloss on, put a little mascara on. Even if there's times when I don't even want to put makeup on, and I just put a little nice my moisturizer on and I go, and I still feel beautiful. But I had to really, when I started to really take care of my joy and taking care and being intentional about that, I started to really start to see God in me. And I started to look at myself and be like, oh, you're really cute. Like, I'll be in Pilates and I'm looking in the mirror, because I don't look at what everybody else is doing. I'll be looking like focused on myself, and I'll be like in Pilates on the reformer, and I'm like, hey, look at you. You know, like, just last week you couldn't do the split and come back up. You're doing good, sis. And I smile at myself, and some people be looking at me like I'm crazy, like, what's she smiling at? And I'm like, I'm literally smiling at myself. Smiling at myself like, girl, you did it. You're doing it. And also, I try my best to dress for success every day. You know, shout out to Nina Parker, who sent me some really fabulous wears from her collection at Macy's. It's bomb. I don't wear XL in it. I mean, I'm not an XL. I'm like a medium, but I like the clothes to fit me a little bit bigger. I have become this girl that doesn't like to show off the shape of her body or show off her body. That's just me. So when I wear Nina Parker, I throw it on real quick and I go to work with that. I wear that to work, and it just makes me feel good when I dress up a little extra for work. And I like that. I like just trying a little harder to just show up the way that I want to be, the way I want to present myself. So display God's goodness and see things kind of shift. Also, are you putting on the gospel of peace sandals fitted firmly upon your feet and walking boldly in that peace that surpasses all understanding? We have to understand that as children of God, peace is our portion. It's something that the devil tries to steal, and we have to take it back by force. And so I'm going to share my full arm of prayer. I'm going to do a video for that so that you guys can have. But we have to really fully walk in the full peace of God and understanding that he has already gone before us and made our crooked path straight. So as we go behind him and walk, we should know that God is always with us by our side, and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I know that sometimes when things are going wrong and when things feel like it's overwhelming and it's a lot, it's hard to believe it. It is, because even I had to like look back and be like, girl, houseway, but it's the best decision to just trust and believe, because it just takes off a weight off of your shoulders to make you just trust that you have a father that loves you and that wants the best for you. Also, God's faithfulness. Last but not certainly least, are we trusting in God's faithfulness? God is not a liar. He is always with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And you have to believe that. And you, my love, show your faithfulness to God by finishing what he told you to do. Now, I'm only sharing this as a sister in Christ because there are times when I did not finish any of the things that God told me to do off of just thinking that, who am I to even do it? I'm not working with dot, 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 dot no more. So it looks like I don't know what I'm doing. It looks like I don't have the right to speak into anybody's life. It looks like something is wrong with me. It looks like it's me, God, and not them, God. God, look at how you're making them flourish and making me look like I'm a loser. Like, it was real. And so I literally stopped doing a lot of the things that I was called to do. But I say this to you guys, do the last thing that the Lord told you to do. Finish and complete the book. Finish and complete the screenplay. Finish and complete the blog, or do the pictures, or pull out the line and do the line, do something, and watch God move miraculously in your life. And so as your sister in Christ, I humbly ask you to check your fruit. Is the tree ripe and ready to go to the next level and be plucked so we can eat that juicy fruit that you've learned and all the lessons that you've learned? Or is there still some watering from the living waters of God and growing and sunshine that needs to be happening until it's the right time for you to start? The fruit isn't the material things that you gain on the journey. It's the character that's built from the lessons. And that is what the Lord wants to use. The journey and the material things the material things that come with the journey is only the things that come when we do say yes. It's those gifts. It's those extra little good things that God throws in because we step forward and said yes. And so I'm going to end this one here, and I thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for being patient with me. Thank you for holding me accountable. Thank you for everything that you guys are doing to inspire me to keep going. And thank you for tuning into the More Than Just Makeup podcast and YouTube channel. And stay tuned for the more that God is doing. And be sure to subscribe. Be sure to share with a friend and comment. Please comment and let me know how this spoke to you. In Jesus' name, I pray that it blesses you. Bye, y'all.